CBS presents this program in color.
To the tunnel.
All right, break it. Dubois, why'd you sneak in this way?
Boy, you almost got shot.
Well, in the underground, you have to get used to that.
What's up?
Colonel, I have a present for you.
Oh, what's that?
Oh. Qu'est-ce que c'est
que ça? Just what I've always wanted, a sleeping bag. This one seems wide awake.
What's in it, a dog and a cat?
Why don't you bring him here? Why don't you get rid of him outside?
Well, I could not do that. He's on our side.
And why is he all tied up?
Well, because he does not believe that we are on his side.
Who is he?
He's a Russian pilot. His plane was forced down with engine trouble in a field about a half a mile from here. When we went to rescue him, he fought us like a maniac. It took 8 men to tie him up.
Did you tell him you were friends?
Of course, but for him, anybody who doesn't speak Russian is the enemy. Well, mon colonel, he's going to be your baby now.
Thanks for leaving him on our doorstep.
Au revoir, mes amis.
Au revoir.
All right, let's get him untied.
Wait, hold it.
Hold it. Let's make sure he understands we're friendly.
We are friends. Understand? Allies. Pals. On the same side.
Buddies, we're with you.
Tovarich, friends, understand? On the same side.
Yeah, all right, he'll be okay on time.
Ow, he bit me!
First person comes close gets this.
Oh, boy. Look, comrade, get this straight. I'm Colonel Hogan, United States Air Force. Carter, Kinch, American, LeBeau, French, Newkirk, English. The men who brought you here are with the underground. We work with them. Now put away the gun.
How do I know you're telling truth?
How do you know we're not?
The Colonel is leveling with you. Do I look German to you?
Lieutenant Igor Grigorovich Pyotkin, 15th Air Wing, the People's Army.
Welcome to Stalag 13.
Kinch.
Hi. Great pleasure to meet you.
I bet you're hungry.
How would you know?
I could tell by the way you bit my thumb.
Suspicious man.
Well, he knows we're all right now.
That's right. But do we know if he's all right?
What are you getting at?
Can you think of a better way to divert suspicion from yourself than to pretend to be suspicious of someone else?
You mean you think he's a spy?
I think we'd better ask him some more questions just to satisfy ourselves.
Well, I'm not going to be so easy to satisfy.
How's it going?
One.
How many home runs did Babe Ruth hit for the world's record?
What?
Who is Betty Grable married to?
What do you talk about?
who said, come up and see me sometime.
Guess that proves it, Colonel. He
doesn't know.
Carter, all that proves is he isn't an American.
Yeah, that's what it proves, all right.
You fellows haven't forgotten the big birthday celebration tomorrow.
Oh, now, Sam, come with him quite anxiously. What birthday?
Alexander Graham Bell's birthday. He's a very famous American.
Never heard him.
He's the man who invented the telephone.
It's not true. Telephone invented by Russian. Every school child knows this.
American.
Russian.
American.
Russian.
American.
Russian. Russian. Russian.
He's the real McCoy. Or the real McCoysky.
Yeah. Igor Grigorovich Pyotkin.
Yeah, okay, Iggy.
What are we going to do with him, Colonel?
Try and fix his plane so he can fly out of here.
You are going to fix what they know about my plane. His newest, most advanced Russian model.
I know, Iggy. It's exactly the same model we had 2 years ago.
Did you hear a plane landing last night? A plane with engine trouble?
Yes, sir. I did. Here it is. At 9:05. You see, sir, I'm on top of everything.
Did you investigate? To see if it was an enemy plane?
Oh, naturally not. I thought it was one of our planes.
Because it had engine trouble.
Oh, sir, you know how it is. So many of our planes come in all shut up, and you can hear the engine whistling. And last night, I did not hear a thing, sir.
A Russian plane was found a half a mile from this camp.
Oh, was it that close, sir?
But the pilot was missing. Headquarters in Berlin demands he'd be found right away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know how unpleasant that can be, sir. Especially when headquarters is on your neck all the time. Oh, I have sympathy for you, sir. What did you tell them?
That I am putting you in complete charge of finding the pilot.
You didn't.
I also told them that you would be personally responsible for the capture of the Russian.
General Burkhalter, you have put me into a terrible position.
Clay! Believe me, you have my sympathy.
Colonel, how did I...
All right, hold the noise down. Hold the noise down, Igor. You want the Germans to hear you?
I just want to know when my plane will be landing. I must get back to Russia.
There's been a change in plans.
What?
Your plane has been found by the Nazis. We're going to get you back to England.
I refuse. I came from Russia. I am going back to Russia.
How are you going to get there, mate? Walk?
How far is it to the Russian front?
It's getting closer every day.
It's still out of the question. Now, look, Igor, be reasonable.
Shoot! All right, look. What is this? Switch. What are you doing? Do you sweat?
I'm glad to touch you.
Look at my...
Your head now.
Get a hold of it, man.
Oh! Here you are, Colonel. Did you hear the latest news? We shot down a Russian plane. Our anti-aircraft brought him down from 10,000 feet. It was right near here, the camp.
Pretty good shooting, Schultz. What happened to the pilot?
He got away, but we are going to find him. Oh, our men are looking for him. The Führer said all the Russians are cowards. They are always on the run.
The reports I hear, they're running the wrong way, Schultz.
What's the matter with him?
Nothing. He just doesn't want to get his hair cut.
Just like a little boy, huh? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Colonel Hogan.
Mm-hmm.
There seems to be some irregularity here.
Whatever it is, Schultz, it's your imagination.
I have to report.
Just a minute, Schultz. Let me tell you a story first.
I have no time for stories.
This story you'll be interested in. It's about a certain German sergeant who wanted to look good in front of his commanding officer by making a report on something he should have ignored. Now, this sergeant, who in his barracks has 12 pounds of coffee, a dozen pair of nylons, which incidentally are made in America.
You'll give them.
Did I mention any names? Now, the story's about what would happen to this sergeant if the colonel...
Wait!
I'm going to count again. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. You're right. It was my imagination.
Good.
All right, let's get him down on the tunnel. Come on!
Yes, I will not go down there.
Iggy, don't force me to make you see my point of view.
All right, I see your point of view.
Here's your hat. Be careful.
Here he comes, Schultz.
Carol, I thought it over. I'm going to give you back the coffee and the nylon.
Well, if that's the way you want it, Schultz.
That's the way. Now, I'm going to report.
Naturally, you've got your duty to do.
Jawohl. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
Something wrong, Schultz?
I thought... Never mind.
No, about the nylons and coffee.
Trouble with you, Colonel Hogan, is... You never know when someone is making a joke.
You were making a joke?
Yeah. I was making a ha-ha.
Now everything's okay.
Good.
Ha-ha. Well, that takes care of Schultz. Now, what about Igor?
There's still a problem. Go down and bring him up, huh?
Right.
You know, sir, he's not going to settle for anything less than Russia.
He's going to have to. We're sending him to England.
Colonel, he's gone.
Gone?
Yeah, he went right out the tunnel entrance.
Hey, he's going back to Russia like a homing pigeon, dead east.
He's not going to get very far with all those men Clink has searching for him.
Why don't we go out and look for him?
In broad daylight, not a chance.
Well, we can't just sit here.
You're right.
Where are you going, Colonel?
Sit in Clink's office.
Now, your squad will cover this entire area, Sector B-14. The other squad will cover this entire area, Sector C-11. Check everything and everybody. I want you to find that Russian pilot.
Hold here, Commandant.
Air Colonel Flick speaking. Lieutenant Bergman, anything new to report? Nothing. No, you can't come here for lunch. Forget about eating. I'm hungry, too. Find that Russian pilot.
Looking for a Russian flyer?
Yes, I certainly am.
Why don't you put an ad in the paper? Must be a few of them who aren't busy.
I am looking for a pilot who landed in this area yesterday. In other words, I'm looking for a particular pilot.
Ah, come on now. Can't be too particular if he landed around here.
Tell me, Hogan, are you here for anything special?
Yeah, I wanted to know when you expect the Red Cross packages for my men.
When they get here, you'll get them, not sooner.
Sounds fair enough. Oh, your telephone, sir.
Thank you.
Colonel Clink speaking. Yes, Berlin. Lieutenant Huber.
Field Marshal Gronicker's aide.
Sir, it's a pleasure always to... Yes, sir, we're making a very thorough search for the Russian pilot. Of course, sir, as soon as we find him, we'll let you know. And, sir, I'd like to say I have left nothing to chance. Every detail has been worked out. Hello? Hello?
These pens, they aren't the area you're searching in.
They certainly are.
Did you see the mistake here? I'm sorry, it's none of my business.
That's right, Hogan. It's none of your business. Hogan, come back.
Call me, sir?
What were you going to say?
It's really none of my business.
Hogan, as commanding officer here, it is my business to find out what's none of your business. Now talk.
Well, you've got all your search parties spread out east of the prison camp. Why?
Because it happens to be in the direction of Russia. And it is reasonable to assume that a Russian would try to go to Russia.
Put yourself in his place. Would you go in the area in which everyone was looking for you, or would you think to yourself, they'll be looking here, but I'll go here?
the distance is shorter to England, you can get help from the French underground.
Hogan, I've never heard such nonsense. When it comes to military tactics, you're a child.
I'm not trying to compare myself to you, sir.
I should hope not. Now, that's all. This is Colonel Fink. Message to all units. Abandon search in all sectors east of the camp. This is Colonel Klink. Cover all areas west of the camp. Unit commanders report to me every 15 minutes. This is Colonel Klink. No, Lieutenant Bergman, forget about lunch. I want you to find that Russian pilot.
You said what to Klink?
I just gave him Horace Greeley's advice.
Who is Horace Greeley?
A great man who had a wonderful plan for relieving congestion in New York.
The tunnel. Hey, maybe Igor's come back.
If he has, it's the first good sense he's shown.
Colonel Hogan, will you please keep your pigeon at home?
Did he give you much trouble?
Trouble? He's a one-man Russian front.
We'll keep an eye on this time.
And if he gets away again, I'm going to turn him over to the Germans in self-defense.
All right, good boy.
Hey, thanks.
Ta-da.
You've been a naughty boy, Igor.
Colonel, as long as you keep me against my will, I am prisoner. But you cannot watch forever. I am not going to England. I go to Russia.
What's so special about Russia?
Colonel, you have never been there.
Never.
Oh, you do not know what you are missing.
Oh, really? Tell me. I'd love to hear the story.
It will be pleasure.
Russia is most wonderful country.
Is it big?
10 times bigger than the United States. Most beautiful rivers. The Volga is the longest river in the entire world. Cities? Moscow.
You should hook up a telephone wire from Klink's office to mine.
I'll have it rigged for you in a half hour. Igor going to England?
Nope. Russia.
But in 1925, shipping tonnage on Volga increased by 10%, or 176,000 tons more. At the same time, wheat crops, in spite of bad weather, were better by 18%.
We're all set. We're all hooked in the Klink's office. Now all I gotta do is attach this wire to this phone.
So you covered all the areas. Twice. Well, there's no use continuing. Have all the units report to camp at once. Schultz!
Jawohl, Herr Kommandant.
The search is off. Have all... Yes, Colonel Klink speaking.
This is Lieutenant Huber. Why haven't you reported to me? Field Marshal von Gronicki is very displeased. Are you going on with the search for the Russian pilot?
Of course, Lieutenant Huber.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I wouldn't dream of giving it up. Our men are working all around the clock. This is Colonel Klink speaking. The search is on. Have all units report back to the field. No, Lieutenant Bergman. I do not want to hear about lunch nor dinner either. How do you like this Lieutenant Huber for Gaul?
All right, I suppose.
All right, it's an outrage. Why haven't you reported to me? Sloppy, inefficient command. Imagine, a young lieutenant talking like that to me. A colonel.
That's not nice.
I don't have to take that. If the field marshal finds out about this, he will not approve. A field marshal understands discipline. He would put that fresh Lieutenant Huber in his place. And I'll see to it that he finds out about it. Yes, he'll find out about it. Get me Field Marshal von Gronicke's headquarters in Berlin at once. It's most important. Schultz, what are you standing around for? Don't you have something to do?
You're pulling the commandant.
Yes, tell him it is a matter concerning Lieutenant Huber. I'll wait.
Huber? That wouldn't be the Huber whose uncle is Field Marshal von Gronicke, would it?
His uncle? Field Marshal von Gronicke? Wrong number. What do you know about Lieutenant Huber?
Oh, he's very well known. His sister is married to Goebbels' cousin. His mother went to school with Goering's wife, her best friend.
Goering?
No, but most important, do you know who everyone says his father is?
But Hitler's not married.
So what?
That would make Huber...
So's his old man.
What's then... 5-year plan introduced actually was only for 1/4 years.
Oh, thank goodness.
Factory production, agriculture quotas were increased. The workers sang as they worked.
What about sleep?
What a marvelous idea.
6 hours was found to be enough by our scientists. As we cut down sleep, we increased working hours. Oh, first year was glorious success. Let me give you figures. Now, one would never expect...
Colonel Klink, this is Lieutenant Huber. Why haven't I heard from you? What about the Russian?
We haven't found him yet, but believe me, it'll be just a matter of an hour or two.
Colonel, we don't want excuses. We want results.
Believe me, sir, we're doing everything we can.
That's not good enough. I'm in your area now. If we don't get some action soon, I'm coming in to take personal charge myself.
That won't be necessary, sir. He can't get away. We'll find him.
For your sake, I hope so. By the way... Were you the one who called my uncle, Field Marshal von Gronicky, to talk about me?
Why, no, sir. I haven't been near my phone.
Let's have some action, or heads will roll.
Yes, sir.
He's got to be the son.
Igor, we're going to get you back to Russia.
That is wonderful.
But you'll have to trust me. Do whatever I say, no matter what you think.
I will.
Fine.
Yes, Klink speaking.
This is Field Marshal von Gronicky.
Oh, Field Marshal von Gronicky. Oh, I'm sorry, but we still haven't...
I just wanted to let you know we have captured the Russian flyer here in Berlin.
You did? In Berlin? But, sir, your aide, Lieutenant Huber...
Don't mention Lieutenant Huber's name to me. He's a disgrace.
But he's your nephew, sir.
Not anymore. I have disowned him. He stole money from the officer's mess.
Is that so?
And now he has disappeared. He's a deserter.
But the last time he called, he said he was in this area.
If you see him, you will have him shot at once.
Yes, I'll make a note of it. Shoot Huber.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's too good for him. I have a better idea.
Yes? Yes. Oh, that's perfect. Oh, yes, sir, that's much better. Oh, yes, sir.
Igor, you'll soon be on your way, so we better say goodbye here.
Goodbye.
I guess now we're engaged. Forget it. Come on.
Ah, Lieutenant Huber, come in, come in, come in. I cannot tell you how I've been looking forward to this little meeting. You'll never guess who I spoke to a little while ago. Hmm? You don't want to guess? Your uncle, the Field Marshal. Oh, he's very unhappy. You know, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. Stealing. And a deserter, too.
Hard to believe a field marshal's nephew could sink so low. Suppose you're going to have him shot, sir?
No. We have something much better in store for the young lieutenant. Gone!
Take this man to the transportation officer in town and give him this order.
You are being sent to the Russian front.
No, Colonel, not that.
That's the place for him, the Russian front. Take it away.
Russian front? That's what I call justice.
Even better than that. It's getting even.
You know, it'd be a funny thing if...
What?
If he really wanted to go to the Russian front.
That would be funny.